Radio 1. Stuart.
Yeah, steady.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry. I just had to come outside.
Are you on a horse? Steady. What's going on? Yes, I'm fine.
Yeah, cool. You were ill, unwell, poorly.
Poorly, yes, I was, but I'm right now. How have you been?
Yeah, I'm being all right, I suppose. Got a new job.
Yeah, I got your email about that. What's all that?
Yeah, it's this office job down at the local industrial estate, working for a company that makes pressure cookers. I got sacked.
You've been sacked?
Yeah, I got sacked.
From this new place?
Yeah, I just started. I was there for a week and I got my 1 week appraisal.
Right.
And, I've got it here.
Okay.
And it's got a few comments on it. So if I think I've got grounds for wrongful dismissal.
Right, so you lasted in this job a week?
Yeah, well, 4.5 days.
Right. Mm. At a company that makes pressure cookers?
Yeah, that's right.
Do people still have those?
Oh, yeah, the stew industry is booming.
Aren't they off of, like, the 50s?
I have no idea what a pressure cooker is.
My nan's got one.
Yeah. It increases the barometric pressure of your casserole.
Oh, wow.
Allowing it to cook at a...
Yeah, now I know exactly what a pressure cooker is. Now it all becomes clear.
It's one of those aluminium pots with a valve on the top.
Not to be confused with a slow cooker, either.
No, that's an open casserole pot.
My nan's got one of them as well.
A slow cooker?
Yeah. You put it in like 1982, and it's ready by like 2007.
Yeah, that's right. Should be maturing this right though. Anyway, well, the world of pressure cookers has moved on somewhat from there.
So you've been sacked.
Yeah, I got sacked.
Why do you think you can claim wrongful dismissal?
Oh, look, it gives me this appraisal form. I've got it here.
Right,
and it's got a few comments on it. So, if I read you the comments, I'd like to see what you think.
Okay, fair enough.
Right. Okay. Failure to complete required working hours. Right.
You're lazy. That's what that means.
This is Duncan Bannatyne's fault.
Sorry?
This is Duncan Bannatyne's fault.
Who?
Duncan Bannatyne, the Glaswegian entrepreneur.
Right.
Are you familiar with his work?
No.
Is he the bloke on Dragon's Den?
Yeah, that's right. Right. He's got his fingers in a few pies. Yeah.
And it's his fault because...
Well, he still gave me his autobiography for Christmas, and in it he charts his sort of tips on how to become a successful businessman.
Right.
He says how to manage stress and all that, and also not to become a soft touch.
Right.
So on my first day, I thought I'd let it down on the line, show him who's boss, so I left 15 minutes early.
Okay.
Right.
On the first day.
Yeah, that's right. I was taking Ballantyne's advice, sir.
So did he actually say leave 15 minutes early in the book?
Well, he didn't go into specifics, but he said don't be a soft touch or a walkover.
Okay.
Extended cigarette breaks. Well, that's factually incorrect for a start.
Okay.
I'd like to see them smoke a pipe in under 5 minutes. Especially a church warden.
It's going to have to be an extended pipe break, isn't it?
Exactly.
I didn't have you down as a pipe smoker, I have to be honest.
Oh, I enjoy a nice pipe, yeah, so relaxing.
So how long were your extended pipe breaks?
25 minutes, something like that. Didn't want to rush it.
And you were still leaving 15 minutes early, of course.
And apparently a smoking jacket's not part of an official uniform.
Really?
I might have them up for discrimination if they're going to see this through. causing an unnecessary fire alarm.
What, so you set the place on fire?
No, I just set the alarms off. It was completely within safety guidelines. I checked the EU mark on the back of the candle.
Right.
Yeah.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
I had to run outside with my Indian head massager still on.
Oh, I used to have one of those.
Yeah, the copper cradle that you place on.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I can recommend them.
Yeah.
It's probably what set me off to sleep.
Aren't they called an orgasmatron or something?
Oh, I don't know. You probably bought some smutty one from a market.
No, I didn't. That's what they're called.
Yeah,
and the orgasmatron's something completely different.
No, it's not.
I do, to be honest.
No, it's the little thing with the metal prongs that you place on your head.
I'm going to plead ignorance on this, on you two.
I'm telling you, that's what they're called.
It's never brought me to orgasm. Just a relaxing sort of...
I feel really ill at this precise moment.
So, anyway. Yeah, and so the first 4.5 days you lasted and that was it?
Yeah.
What's next then, Stu? What are you going to do now?
I don't know. I've got nothing to do. Do you need anything moved?
Somebody went under a tunnel in their car, Dave in Walsall, and says, did Stuart the bread guy say the Indian head massager sent him to sleep too? Yes, he did. And Sophie in Wigan, yes, they are called Orgasmatron. Thank you very much.
Okay.
She's got one. Yeah?